how do we get rid of aches and pains and empower ourselves to move confidently without medications or surgeries? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. I'm Eric Wallace of Modus Rx Physical Therapy, and this is the Modus Rx Audio Experience.
Hey friends of Modus Rx Audio Experience, it's Haley here, the marketing extraordinaire at Modus Rx Audio Experience. In today's podcast, Dr. Eric Wallace will be discussing what power means for golfers and why you want it. If you like what we have to say and would like a specific golf program, be sure to snag our free golf performance program at bit.ly/pillarkillersforgolf. Again, that is bit.ly/pillarkillersforgolf. Don't forget to subscribe to the Modus Rx Audio Experience on any of your favorite podcast playing mediums. Thank you and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Bogey Free Back and Body Group. I am live here, Dr. Eric Wallace coming to you. Want to get in a quick message today on power. Basically, what power means for golfers and why you'd want it. And I think this is probably a very, very easy thing to wrap our heads around with the recent development of hitting the ball a long ways on the PGA Tour. Everybody wants to be the individual that outdrives their buddies, walking past them on the fairway while their ball's sitting 30 yards back. I think that's a good thing. I think that's fun. I think it's healthy. I think it's good for the game. And I think we have plenty of statistics and analytics and research that shows us the closer you are on your approach shots, the better you're going to score probably, because closer you'll end up to the hole. So what I want to talk about today is power and force and what it really means for golfers. And essentially what it is it's going to be a combination of strength and speed, right? So we want to create acceleration. Now, force is mass times acceleration, so we don't need to get into the science of it all exactly, but there's really two things you can do. You can increase your mass or you can increase your acceleration, and most of us are realistically only probably going to change one of those variables, which is going to be the acceleration. So how do we improve acceleration? Well, we get stronger and we move faster, and that's really what we want to do to produce more force. So why force, though? Before we get into how, we want to get into why. And why is, first of all, creating more force, producing more force, producing more power, it's going to give you more distance, okay? We just talked about that. I don't think I need to go into too much detail about the importance of how helpful or beneficial hitting the ball far can be. A lot of the individuals that we work with, that's one of the common goals for them. So it's going to help you hit the ball farther, okay? But the second thing on this list of three is your cruising speed, okay? So one of the things that I think is a misconception is that because you are working on strength or speed in your golf swing, all of a sudden you're going to go up to the tee box and you're going to swing as hard as you possibly can and have a good result. I don't think that's exactly what we're going for here, right? I think when you get to the tee box, you're still going to want some square center face contact with the ball. And I think a lot of times in order to do that, we can't necessarily just blow through it and swing as hard as we want, or as hard as we can. So what you need to do and what you need to consider with power is we are raising your maximum speed in order to raise your cruising speed. The way I look at it, if I get somebody with a swing speed stick or a driver in hand and I have a way to measure their speed, I'm going to ask them to swing as hard as they can. And maybe there's a ball, maybe there's not, but that's their max speed, all right? But by enhancing our max speed, we can improve our cruising speed. And the cruising speed is what happens when we actually go to the tee box and swing for scoring, right? For actual course management or playing. So we can increase our swing speed without having to get up to the tee box and swing as hard as we can. And that's the key point, is by increasing your max speed, by increasing your force, you can increase your cruising speed, which is what you're going to want at the tee box, which is basically still having some control and swinging for accuracy, but at the end of the day, you're actually having a faster, objectively faster swing speed, which is going to help your distance. So it's not increasing speed so that when you get to the tee box, you can swing as hard as you can, possibly can. That's not going to be realistic. It's increasing the max swing speed to increase your cruising speed, which is going to help you overall when you're swinging with driver or any other of your longer clubs, still swing accurately, but with a higher swing speed than you used to. So let's raise our force ability, our ability to produce force, so that when we go to our cruising speed, our playing speed, we still are swinging faster, right? We're not swinging out of our shoes, but we're still swinging faster with some control and some accuracy. And then last but not least, and probably the least sexy of them all, but potentially the most important, if you like to golf, if you want to golf a lot, if you want to golf a long time, improving our force, improving our power will inevitably, without a doubt, help you play for longer, without pain, without soreness, without paying the price for it. Because essentially what we do when we are able to produce power, produce more force, there's a happy byproduct that gives you healthier tendons, healthier connective tissues, healthier joints, and less likelihood for injury. Okay, so by actually, again, improving your body's ability to produce force, the only way that's possible humanly and physiologically is if your tendons get stronger, if your connective tissues get stronger, if your joints and bones get stronger. And what that's going to do, obviously, is if you're playing a lot in a season, it's going to reduce the likelihood for injury. So those are the top three reasons why power is really important for golfers, why force production is important for golfers. We have to have strength. Really, at the end of the day, we have to have strength to have force, but we can't just have strength. We have to have speed along with it, and that's a lot of the things that we're testing. So when people come into our clinic, we do different testing, which some of it revolves around mobility and stability and kind of some of the golf-specific things. But then we also do performance tests, which is like power testing and strength testing. And what we'll find is that people are fairly decent in some aspects at producing force, but not always throughout their whole body. And why that becomes important is that golf swing is a total body sport. When you produce force, it comes from the ground through your legs, through your torso, through your arms, to the club, to the ball. And you need to have a relatively decent amount of force production in all of those areas. Otherwise, that wave of energy or that building energy can break down. So We do specific testing, power testing for legs, power testing for core, power testing for upper body, power testing rotationally. And then if individuals struggle with any of those aspects, we break it down a little bit farther into, is it a strength issue or is it a speed capacity issue? So that's really how we take what helps a golfer, i.e. force production and power production, how we measure it and how we identify it. And then obviously that gives us a roadmap to improve it for you. So, if you are watching this and you want to produce more force, you want to hit the ball farther, you want to have a better cruising speed when you're playing, you want to have healthier tendons, tissues, joints, bones, and not get as injured with golf or throughout other aspects of your life, then let us know in the comments and I will be happy to share a home power test that you can do and run through this. If you're interested in doing it with significant accuracy and having a roadmap, also let us know in the comments and we'll be happy to get you scheduled one way or the other to get rolling with that. But one of our biggest goals, and the reason that I'm coming on with power and force production today, is at the end of the day, anything that we do for mobility, strength, soft tissue wise, any of this stuff, that's actually leading us to getting more power in our swing, because golf is a powerful sport, and the more of it we have, the better we're going to do, the better we're going to feel, and the better we're going to play. So that's the nuts and bolts of power, and I hope that you don't take it lightly, because what I'll get to in late in upcoming segments in this group is that sometimes leads us to realize that mobility can be a little bit overrated. Flexibility can be a little bit overrated. Strength for strength's sake can be a little bit overrated, right? And if you think you're doing things right in the gym or in your health and wellness, and specifically for golf, then we need to understand some of these things to make sure that you actually are. And that's what we're trying to broach here. So I hope everybody's having a great week. This is, again, Eric Wallace live in the Bogey Free Back and Body, and looking forward to seeing some more of you in the group and hopefully in our clinic or online over the upcoming off season. Everybody have a great day. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to the Modus RX audio experience. If you would like more information on how to run through a pain to performance transformation in your life, then please go to our website, modusrx.com. That's MOTUSRX.com. And there you can find free guides and helpful information to help you live a healthier, more active lifestyle. And until next time, this is Eric Wallace, and this is the Modus RX audio experience.